The Veterans Administration says it has no firm plans to close the Superior Veterans Clinic, but the VA has sent letters to employees referring to layoffs and severance pay. That's causing a firestorm of protest from northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota veterans.
Don't close the door.
Almost 6,000 veterans pay 20,000 visits a year to the clinic. It has a waiting list of 700 more veterans who also want to use the clinic. The proposal to privatize is upsetting to Vietnam vet Charlie Wolden of Frederick. He owns three private health care clinics and predicts bad service and red tape if the Superior Clinic is privatized.
Private mental health clinics today are drive-through fast food psychiatry. You get about a session a month with a counselor. It's going to tell you lose weight, exercise, and eat right. The veterans walk out of there saying to hell with you with a handful of meds and stick a gun in their mouth. And I'm not joking.
Sergeant Becky Robertshaw just returned from duty in Iraq. She says the government needs to show its support.
All vets, past and present, have made a commitment that they guaranteed with their very lives. Today we ask, no, we demand, on behalf of every vet who returned and those who didn't, that our country keeps its commitments to us.
The VA maintains privatizing won't compromise health care to veterans. Meanwhile, the disabled American veterans, the veterans of foreign wars, and the paralyzed veterans of America wrote a letter to members of Congress. It says this year's proposed Veterans Administration budget allocation falls from $1 to $2 billion short of providing proper medical care to veterans. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.